Eric Smile in the Morning Show. Hey, do y'all give it up for comedian extraordinaire Special K with news you positively, absolutely cannot use.
Hey, whatever y'all do, man, I want y'all to follow me on Twitter at Special K 913. Lubbock, Texas, man. Y'all stand up this Friday night, man. We're going to be there. Me and Gary with the T and all his fabulousness with the Comedy All-Stars Tour. Gary's going to be there doing what he does, and I'm going to be there doing what
I do. Last time
we went out in Monroe, Louisiana, he had on like a prom dress with some leggings on about it. So a prom dress with some leggings and some Versace flip-flops. It was really disturbing. All right, let's go ahead and with this brand new sponsor, Buck's Chicken Shack. Now I want y'all to go out and check out Buck's Chicken Shack. They're brand new. They say you just one meal and you'll know that we're the best. We got juicy thighs, hot wings, and the tastiest breasts. All right, Buck's Chicken Shack. Make sure y'all check them out.
I got to go to Buck's Chicken Shack.
Yeah, juicy thighs, hot wings. You know we're the best. We got the juicy thighs, hot wings, and the tastiest breasts. All right.
I don't even have the energy on this Monday.
Tickets are going fast right now.
Go ahead.
Tickets are going real fast for Lil' Kim's concert tour. Ticketmaster research shows that most of the buyers are men who wear Coogi outfits and still own silk Versace shirts, and women over 35 who wear tight outfits that don't really fit no more.
And the men that drive vans.
Yeah, exactly. So look, make sure you get those tickets.
Old school vans.
They wear a whole bunch.
Bring my van.
Speaking of tickets, the OHW tour. The OHW tour kicked off this weekend in Dallas, Texas. That's the One Hit Wonder Tour featuring Dondria, Sunshine Luckett, and Cassie. They did their hits. They did all their hits, and the show started promptly at 8 o'clock and was over at exactly 8:17. All right.
Oh, man.
You ain't going to talk about Dundry because
that's right. That's
what about the rest of them?
You didn't even have to miss a whole TV show.
Latoya and Luckett, either. I'm real sensitive about Dundry and Luckett.
And I love both of them. And finally, inspired by Steve Harvey's success, Real Housewife of Atlanta's NeNe Leakes has decided to write a book of her own. It's called... She's not giving relationship advice, though. It's an autobiography titled Think Like a Man, Smile Like a Horse. All right.
No, he's in, baby. That girl paid good money for her teeth.
I hope she did, because she got a lot of teeth for the dollar.
Make no error, baby.
A lot of teeth for the dollar.
Hey, wait a minute. Stop. I'm gonna text Steve right now. What's the name of NeNe book?
NeNe Leakes' new autobiography. Think like a man, smile like a horse.
I'm not in that.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.